Panunhor, Yevortvo, Yevortvinserpo. Amen. Today in the Armenian Church, we celebrate the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. It's one of the five tabernacle or major feasts in the Armenian Church. And we celebrate this every year, and we remember today the consecration of the Cathedral of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem in the year 335. During that consecration service, this is the cathedral in which Christ's Golgotha, Calvary, where Christ was crucified and where he was buried, are in this church. And every year, we remember this. And during that service, during the consecration service, the bishop at the time, the patriarch Makarios, took a piece of the Holy Cross and he raised it up high so everyone could see and people were able to venerate it. Thus, the exaltation of the Holy Cross. And every year since then, every church in the world that comes from the Orthodox and the Apostolic lineage remembers this feast during this time. But in the Armenian Church, we also recite and we read a very famous and probably the most famous gospel reading or Bible passage in America, at least, but at the same time, one of the most misunderstood Bible passages in the church. And that is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The gospel today says that Christ was given to this world as a sacrifice. And God gave his Son as a sacrifice because he loved the world. There's a misunderstanding, a misinterpretation in Christianity today that says that God was so angry with the world that he needed blood. He needed someone to die so that he could feel good again. And so Jesus comes along and says, I'm going to die so that these people won't have to. There's this understanding that God is so upset that his wrath needs to be pacified somehow. And so somebody needs to die. Someone needs to be killed. But this is not what the Eastern churches and the Armenian church also has ever preached or taught or believed. In fact, what we hear and we see in the book is that he came because he loved the world, not because he hated something or he needed blood or revenge. He needed love, and he wanted to show his love. And through his death, he invaded hell. Through his death, Christ was able to go into hell and destroy hell, destroy the grips that Satan had on all those that were there. Death, in reality, is our enemy. No matter what people tell you or what you think you believe, our enemy is not the Turks. It is not the Azeris. It is not any other nation or nationality. Our enemy is the same enemy that has been the enemy of humanity from the beginning of time. And that is death, Satan, the demons. In Christ's time, the Jews thought it was the Romans and the Gentiles. And Christ has to show them and teach them that that is not the case. These people are misguided. These people are lost. They've already been hurt. And they are on their way to destruction. This means then that the most wretched person that we know, who has done the most horrible and horrific things that we can ever imagine, is not our enemy. Our enemy is death. They are wretched and pitiful because they have been hurt by the enemy. They have been hurt by the same enemy that we are fighting against. And it's for this reason Christ says, pray for those who hurt you and persecute you. Pray for those who mock you and ridicule you because they have been lost. They are lost and they are going on the path to destruction. And it is us Christians that have to pray for them because they are in the same situation that we can end up being in one day too. one person who knew so well to pray for others and the power of the Holy Cross was St. Anthony of the Desert. St. Anthony lived in about the second, third century, and he was one who was known as the father of monasticism. He went out one day after hearing the gospel and just went into the desert to live. And when he was there, people would come to him and talk to him, and he created a little community of monks there. And one of the monks asked him, they said, "Father, Abba, Father, how do you know when an angel appears to you if the angel is from God or from Satan?" And St. Anthony said, "It's very simple. When an angel appears before you, you ask, or you see him, you make the sign of the cross. And if you make the sign of the cross, if it is an angel from God, he will give glory to God. But if it is an angel from Satan, he will start to tremble and be scared and disappear. He will run in fear. Because an angel of the devil knows the power of the cross. An angel of the devil knows that the cross is the very instrument that has undone his power and has destroyed his kingdom. This is why we make the sign of the cross constantly in our church. When we make the sign of the cross, in English it doesn't sound very nice, to make the sign of the cross. But in Armenian, in classical, ancient Armenian, there's a very beautiful word, Dyarna Karel. Literally, it means to draw God, draw the Lord upon you. To draw the Lord upon you. And when we draw the Lord upon us, when we draw Christ upon us, we are confessing and professing that we belong to Christ. We do not belong to Satan. We do not belong to the evils of this world or to the devil. We belong to Christ, and gamats gamats, little by little, we turn more into Christ. This is why during the Divine Liturgy, during the Badarak, we make the sign of the cross so many times, to the point where people say, "Terhai, it's enough. We know how to make the sign of the cross. Why do we keep doing it over and over and over again?" Because we constantly confess and profess our faith and our freedom from Satan. Our faith in God and our freedom from Satan. But every time we sin, every time we do something wrong, every time we purposely go against God and we don't confess God, Satan says, one more for me. He belongs or she belongs to me now. And every time we make the sign of the cross, we tell Satan, "Get out of here. We have nothing to do with you. You don't belong to us, and we don't belong to you, and you are destined for destruction. And we, through our very hands, will lead you to destruction. Because we are free, and we are heirs to eternal life." So on this glorious feast day, with my new vestments in green, on this glorious feast day, we remember, just as Christ was raised on the cross on Golgotha, and he conquered death in doing that, and just as during the consecration of the Holy Sepulchre in the year 335, when Patriarch Makarios lifted up a piece of the Holy Cross for all to see, likewise, we need to raise our crosses up every day. Every morning when we wake up and we stand up should be the time we make the sign of the cross and profess our faith and our thankfulness for one more day of life. One more day of life, one more day of fighting against the evils of this world, and one more time we confess and tell Satan, "I do not belong to you. I have nothing to do with you. I renounce you. I belong to God who has purchased me through his blood and has promised me eternal life if I continue to follow him and deny myself and take up my own cross and do what he asks me to do." Amen.